This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Copper Canyon, Barranca de Cobre. The Chepe Express leaves from Las Moxies at a 8 o'clock schedule through Copper Canyon, Sierra Madre Mountains in the state of Chihuahua in Mexico. It's a comfortable train that sets off with many empty seats but arrives in Creole 10 hours later, having filled up along the way. Many get on, but few get off. This is one of those well-kept secrets that Mexicans embrace, where foreigners turned out to be largely unknown, partly because it's not easy to get there, and partially because, thankfully, industrial tourism has not reached the Copper Canyon yet. In Mexico, its reputation must be alpine. Heavy hiking packs were common, and hiking boots were almost standard, along with puffy winter jackets and excited shrieks more common for the sightings of snow as for the glory of the many canyons. The canyons have been on my mind since boyhood, largely because they seemed huge, exotic, and unknown. When younger, I knew it was the Sierra Madre Occidental where the last remnants of the Chiricahua Apaches hid after Geronimo and Chief Nashe surrendered to General Miles in September 1886. All of their people that the U.S. Army knew about, including the Army's Chiricahua scouts, were shipped to prisons in Florida as prisoners of war. The Grand Canyon is legendary in the U.S. West and magnificent to behold as I was growing up there, but the very idea that not all that far south into Mexico, Copper Canyon was four times as large and, though almost next door, seemingly remote, has been a magnet for me for decades and constantly on the list for our family's travel whenever we could make it happen. It didn't disappoint through the changed windows, even though it's not the same experience as being able to stand along a guardrail and gawk. Looking down from the windows into the deep crevices of the canyon at the huge boulders and occasional waterfalls was amazing. It may not be the trip for everyone, but in my book, it was fantastic. The train itself is something of an engineering marvel, only completed finally in 1961 after having been conceived as a way to get cattle shipped to the U.S. in the late 1800s. The construction involved building 39 bridges, some at incredible heights, and a number of tunnels. It took 20 years to break through the last sections of rocks to complete the route. The end point of the journey was Creole, a small town of 5,000, losing population, and not quite a travel destination. Leaving Las Moxies, the temperature dropped 40 degrees to below freezing by the time we arrived after 7 p.m. on a 5:30 p.m. schedule. The last place for food closed by 9 p.m., so it was pizza on offer. Hotels were booked. We were in an Airbnb that was pretty much the last available. Three small logs in the fireplace in one room and an electric heater in the bedroom meant under the covers quickly. We left no bad review. It was better than camping. We had to leave at 4:30 a.m. the next morning to catch a plane by 10 a.m. from Chihuahua. We saw no small dogs there. No complaints, though. It was all worth it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.